I'm Pierre Lumumba here at the Africa Heritage House in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya as we continue our discussions on the continent of Africa. And today we direct our minds to a subject or a concept which, as is typical of Western Europe, they came up with: globalization. And I say as is typical of them because throughout the ages, Western Europe has the penchant for coming up with terminology which defines their political and economic agenda. And globalization is one such term which tells us that the whole world is a village. And when you talk about the whole world being a village, it means that in areas of politics, we have one size fits all. In areas of economics, we should have one size fits all. It begs the question, is it good for Africa? And my answer is yes and no. Why no? No, because we have not defined. Africa was not present at the time of definition of globalization. Globalization can be seen as a Eurocentric, Americocentric, West conceptual West terminology in defining her relationship with the continent of Africa. And from an African standpoint, it becomes dangerous because it means politically that you are following the dictates and dictates from Western Europe. Is that good? No, it is not. Because you have cultures and systems that are imposed on African countries which are alien to the reality of the continent of Africa. From an economic standpoint, it means that you are following the dictates and diktats of Western Europe. And once again, is that good or is it bad? And the answer to that question is that it's bad. When I read the book that is written by the South Korean economist Ha Jun Chang, The Bad Samaritans, it tells me how bad globalization is. Because Ha Jun Chang demonstrates to the reader, and by extension to the world, that what Western Europe is trying to do through globalization is to impose things that are for her own benefit. He says, for example, that the things that Europe did, or the policies that she adopted and implemented during the period when she was emerging from the World War II, during the period when, under the Marshall Plan, Europe was rebuilding herself and closing her markets, are the very things that the Europeans are telling Africans not to do. And that is why he calls them the bad Samaritans rather than the good Samaritans. Secondly, you see that the European institutions, such as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, the Bretton Woods institutions, which were created in the 1940s, are coming up in the continent of Africa under the pretext of globalization, but the agenda is to dominate and control African economies. And if you look at the manner in which they do it, is to ensure that they define how our economies or African economies are going to be run, and they ensure that African countries are in what can be described as a debt trap. So that this globalization is designed economically to empower the West and to undermine African countries. And look at the institutions. If you look at the institutions such as the World Trade Organization, the WTO, and look at their agenda and what they are telling African countries to do in terms of opening their economies, then it is clear that they are designed to destroy African countries. I remember at one time the former president of Tanzania, the late Julius Kambarage Nyerere, talking about this uniformization of rules. He said, and he gave an analogy in boxing. He said, even in boxing, you don't pit a lightweight and a heavyweight and then say the rules are the same. He says it is no longer a sport, it is murder. Economically, the European countries are heavyweight, African countries are lightweight. Yet you want us, in the name of globalization, to operate on the same rules and under the same rules. The answer is that globalization, seen from that perspective, is a dangerous thing and will ensure that African countries are kept in a perpetual state of servitude. And therefore, there is need to revisit the philosophical underpinnings of what is described as globalization. Yet, even as one says that globalization has certain aspects of it that are dangerous to the continent of Africa, there are certain positives which cannot be ignored. And these positives are that Africa as a continent cannot afford the luxury of fortifying herself or shutting herself out from the realities of what is happening in the rest of the world. And this is so because the international economic web is so much intertwined that you've got to be a part of it, but ensure that you are ready to be a part of it. Look at the economy, look at simply the flow of goods and services today. If you look at goods and services, the goods and services are so migratory that you want a system that allows labor to move without let and hindrance. If that globalization allows our labor to move in that way, then it is good for Africa, but is only good for an Africa that is prepared. Look at the area of natural resources. It is true that Africa does have natural resources, but if you look at our technological circumstances as it is now, it is true that we need certain technologies which cannot be found in Africa. We need them from Western Europe, we need them from Turkey, we need them from Russia, we need them from China, we need them from India, we need them from Brazil. If globalization is going to facilitate the transfer of technology into the continent of Africa for a long-term benefit, then that is good for the continent of Africa. If you look at the arena of what is the new kid in the block, artificial intelligence, it is true that in that arena, we are actually not at par with any part of the world, whether you are talking about South Korea or Japan, or you are talking about China or Western Europe or Russia or Indonesia. And we need that technology. We need that technology. And if globalization is going to ensure that we are part of that scheme and part of that team, then that kind of globalization is a thing that ought to be embraced in the continent of Africa. The other thing is in the arena of climate change. We now know, for example, that we are bearing the brunt of climate change. Of course, we are not the worst polluters. Once again, Western Europe did go through this phase, and we are now talking about eliminating fossil fuel. I know that people are now going back again in the recent times, talking about fossil fuel being with us for the long haul. But the question is, knowing as we do that the impact of climate change knows no boundaries, if globalization is going to ensure that Africa also participates in that particular effort and in the schemes and earns the dividends of globalization, then globalization to that extent is a good thing. Which begs the question, if it is true that globalization has its negatives and has its positives, what must Africa do to ensure that she earns the dividends of the positives of globalization and participates with other parts of the world on an equal footing, not as victims of a handicap race? My recommendation is that Africa must organize herself. And one can already begin to see Africa organizing herself in order to participate in the globalized world. It is in this context, for example, that I see the Africa Agenda 2063. Africa Agenda 2063, which is founded on seven pillars, says, among other things, that Africa ought to be in a position where she's participating in the affairs of the world from a position of strength, having strengthened herself politically, economically, culturally, and technologically, and therefore she is starting from a strong standpoint. It is in that context that I see Africa Continental Free Trade Area, which says that Africa must trade much more with herself. And if Africa Agenda 2063 and Africa Continental Free Trade Area is given its pride of place and is implemented in the manner that was contemplated in the year 2013, then Africa operating as Africa will begin to earn the dividends of globalization. It is not lost on me that Africa has now been included into what is called the G20. And I'm suggesting that indeed Africa's participation should not be a token participation, but it should be a participation that ensures that Africa is a part of the game, not as spectators, but as participants in the field and bearing the brunt of what is negative and earning the dividends of what is positive. I hold the view that globalization, however defined, is with us here to stay. I hold the view that globalization as presently structured and given its architecture is detrimental to the continent of Africa. I hold the view that the African continent cannot escape the impact of globalization. And therefore, wisdom not only requires, demands, and dictates that Africa prepares herself so that she can be a participant in world affairs in a manner that is going to be beneficial to the continent of Africa, to ensure that the relationship that she enjoys with different parts of the world, be it the Western world, be it the Eastern world, be it Latin America, is a symbiotic relationship rather than a parasitic relationship. It is the thing that we must do in the knowledge that the world ultimately is fundamentally becoming a village, particularly in this era of the fourth, fifth industrial revolution, in this era of Internet of Things, in this era of artificial intelligence. So our duty is to define how we enjoy in the dividends of globalization. Brothers and sisters, the conversation about and around the continent of Africa continue apace, but let us say our goodbyes, knowing as we do that we'll be coming back to continue in earnest. Thank you very much, and see you again.